This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Governor Jim Justice spent hours caucusing with House Democrats Monday morning as a special budget session continued at the State House yesterday. Ashton Marr reports.
House Minority Leader Tim Miley says the governor spent more than 2 hours with his caucus Monday morning discussing his latest plan to balance the 2018 budget. Justice presented legislative leaders with a new proposal last week to increase the sales tax to 6.35% and get rid of a number of exemptions to increase revenue for the upcoming fiscal year. That increase, however, was paired with a reduction in the personal income tax rates, totaling 20% over 3 years. Miley says members of his caucus shared some concerns about the plan with the governor, particularly about a proposal to impose the sales tax on construction and renovation labor. The minority leader says the governor may be willing to make some concessions in that area, but Miley is still looking for an overall package that results in growth.
An ideal plan to me would be one that makes sure our budget is holes are going to be filled, not just for the 2018 fiscal year, but also the out 5 or 6 years. Also, one that has an economic benefit of growth in jobs.
Miley says that job growth could come from the governor's plan to increase the gasoline tax and fees at the Division of Motor Vehicles to pay for new road construction. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.
Last year, we ran a story about the shortage of geriatricians in West Virginia. In it, we featured Todd Goldberg, the only full-time geriatrician in Charleston and head of the West Virginia University Geriatrics Fellowship Program. Since that story ran, WVU decided to end their fellowship program after it failed for 4 years in a row to attract applicants. Now Goldberg has decided to leave West Virginia, citing a personal reason, the need to care for his own aging parents in Pennsylvania. Health reporter Kara Lofton recently sat down with Goldberg at Edgewood Retirement Community in Charleston to talk about his decision to leave and what one fewer geriatrician in an aging state means for the future of elder care in West Virginia.
We talked before about the shortage of geriatricians, and that has been a little bit stressful being the only full-time geriatrician in Charleston or at CAMC and WVU, you know, which has been a little bit frustrating and stressful, but that's not the main reason. There is an expression in the geriatrics world that in geriatrics, 1 equals 0, that it's very hard to be the only geriatrician in a healthcare system. You know, you need a group to be effective and share on call and so forth. I do have a wonderful new position at Abington Memorial Hospital as Chief of Geriatrics in Abington, Pennsylvania, where I'll be part of a larger group and fellowship program. But again, I've really loved West Virginia and all the patients and all the people that I've worked with, and our relocating is mainly for family reasons.
So if you're leaving, and you're the only full-time geriatrician in Charleston, what's going to happen to the old people in the area?
Well, I'm hoping that everyone will be okay with the remaining physicians in Charleston, but there is a shortage of geriatricians here as well as everywhere. As far as I know, I've been the only full-time practicing geriatrician in Charleston and in an academic center in this part of West Virginia for the last couple of years since some of my former partners left and got other jobs. The only other full-time practicing specialist academic geriatrician in the region that I know of is Dr. Nietzsche from Huntington, from Marshall, and WVU and CAMC are certainly actively looking for, you know, additional geriatric specialists to fill in and replace me and expand. But it's very difficult because of the national shortage of geriatricians and just because of the economics of West Virginia. Even though it's a wonderful, lovely state, you know, unfortunately, it's hard to get people to move here.
You are leaving. You talked about other colleagues leaving as well. Is geriatrics a dying profession, so to speak? Is this something that will be taken over by internal medicine doctors who may not have as much training but who will have to care for this patient population, which is an expanding patient population, especially in West Virginia?
Sure. Obviously, the need for geriatrics is expanding and skyrocketing given the aging population. But, you know, for whatever economic and professional reasons, it's been difficult to attract people into the field. So I wouldn't say that it's a dying specialty, but it's a struggling specialty. And until Medicare and insurers and hospitals and the powers that be, you know, make it a more attractive and profitable specialty, I think it's going to remain challenging, you know, to attract people to work in this field. So the general family practitioners and internal medicine specialists and, you know, other subspecialists are going to be forced to provide most of the care for elderly people, as they do already. The geriatrics field is struggling with this issue and trying to come up with strategies to, you know, recruit more people into the specialty, but also they realize that it's difficult and we're probably never going to have enough practicing geriatricians to take care of all the elderly people. So another focus or redefinition of the field is suggested to be education, to have the small core of geriatricians able to teach all the other practitioners, you know, in our country to take better care of the elderly, and also to assume leadership positions in the healthcare system to try to improve the geriatric care system as a whole at a higher level versus providing the hands-on care.
That was geriatrician Todd Goldberg speaking with Appalachian Health News reporter Kara Lofton. Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedim Foundation, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Our producer is Ashton Mara. I'm Teresa Wills.